Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Tes. Instead of starting all the way from the bottom of Ches Amid Beis, we're holding in the middle of an Inyan, so we're going to quickly go back to Ches Amid Beis, five lines from the top, the two dots. But since this is the Amid Beis of yesterday, we'll learn it somewhat quickly, and then we're going to go into today's blot. So you remember at the very beginning of our Masechta, we had Kol Hazvachim Shenizvachu Shaloi Lishman, they are Ksheirin, Elish Li'olah Baal Mashim Chayva. They don't, doesn't fulfill a person's obligation. Chutz Mi Pesach V'chatas. Pesach V'chatas, if you Shechted Shaloi Lishman, they're totally possible. However, our Mishnah said that Pesach is only Bizmanoi. Bizmanoi means Erev Pesach, after roughly 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock, what have you. Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim, will go into that in more detail. But during that short window of a few hours of Pesach afternoon, when you're able to go and bring the Korban Pesach, if at the time of bringing the Korban Pesach, the Kohen says, I'm shechting this for another Korban, the Korban Pesach is posul. And that's what the Braisa addresses. Fifth line from the top, Tanur Rabbanan, Pesach Bizmanoi, Lishmoi Kosher. If you shechted Lishem Korban Pesach, of course it's kosher. Bishloi Lishmoi is possible. If you have in mind for something else, possible, like it said in our Mishnah. Why is it Taka possible? So we had yesterday, the day before, all the drushes from the Psukim on a Zion on the days. The very Psukim that told us. We had Shomas Chodesh Ovo, Sisa Pesach, Lashem Alikercha, Bavartim Zevach Pesach Hu. And then we have the Hekish to Shlomim, etc. Anyway, we had a bunch of psukim to tell us that it's possible. But now let's go and tell us the reverse, which we didn't have in our Mishnah yet. And it continues the price of B'shari Moshe Shana. What happens any other day of the year? It's not Erev Pesach. Or for that matter, the Mepharshim say, even Pesach, even Erev Pesach before Chatzois. If you look at the Rashi quickly in the middle of the Omid, Shari Moshe Shana Lishmoi Basel, Kim Nibsechtes Psochim, Shchotei Koidim Chatzois Basel, Techsiv Ben Avoyim. And therefore, what is this real? Zman, look at the end of the Rashi, Zman is Biyadalid Ben Avoyim. So going back to our Gemara, if it's any other day of the year, if it's today, in the middle of Chodesh Iyar, or even if it's Yudalid Nisan, but it's 10 o'clock in the morning, if a person shechs the Shem Karim Pesach, it's possible, because it's Shaloi Bizmanai. However, if he does it Shaloi Lishmoi, if at that time he decides to go and shech the Karim Pesach Shaloi Lishmoi, in other words, he has in mind for a Shlomim, for an Oila, for another Karbin, it is a Kashura Karbin. So that is the Chiddush of the Braisa, that a Pesach Shaloi Bizmanai, Shaloi Lishmoi is kosher. Somewhat ironic. The Pesach Bizmanoi Lishmoi is kosher, Shaloi Lishmoi is possible. Any other day of the year, it's the other way around. Lishmoi possible if he has in mind today in the middle of Iyar, other than, of course, Pesach Sheni. But any other time during Chodesh Iyar, Sivan and Tammuz or Av, any other time he has in mind, Lishem Karben Pesach, possible. He has in mind for any other Karben, then it's kosher. Thank you, Mamun Animili. How do we know that a Karben Pesach B'shar Yemois Hashana Shaloi Lishmoi is kosher? Amar Avud Shmuel Amakra says in the pasuk, "V'im Menatzoyin Karbonai Lezevach Shlomim LaHashem." This pasuk is an introduction to the parasha of the Karbon Shlom. The pasuk begins, "V'im Menatzoyin Karbonai." If from among the tzoyin you're going to bring Lezevach Shlomim LaHashem, Tarshu Yemar Dover Habom Menatzoyin. Any type of carbon that you singularly bring from Tzoyin, as opposed to any other behemoth, Yehei Lezevach Shlomim, that will be for a Zevach Shlomim, Shaloi Bizmanoi. What does that mean? What's a carbon which is singularly only brought min ha-Tzoyin? That's the Korban Pesach. Because by the Korban Pesach it says, min ha-Kvasim, you have to take it either from a keves or an eiz, either the lamb or sheep family, or from the goat family. Those are all definitions of the word tzoyin. Tzoyin includes kvasim and izim. So, what the pasuk is telling us, if you bring a carbon, which you typically bring min atzoyin, meaning carbon pesach, you know what this carbon will be? It'll be a korban shlamin. Zoktach Rashi and Avada we're not talking about on Erev Pesach. Because on Erev Pesach, if you bring a korban Pesach, it's a korban Pesach. So what does it mean, Minatzoyin, if you bring a korban Pesach, it becomes a shlamin? It means any other day of the year that it's kosher and it's a blight, a korban shlamin. And therefore, what happens if any day of the year, other than Erev Pesach, or for that matter, even Erev Pesach, in the morning, the person brings the Karban Pesach, and the Kohen says, I'm bringing this L'shem Karban Shlomim, or L'shem Karban Oila, or L'shem Karban Chatos, or Asham, or anything, he says, any one of these magic words, guess what? It'll be a kosher Karban, and it's going to be a Karban Shlomim. A Karban Shlomim. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Lezevach shlom, tov rabo menatzon, yehe lezevach shlom. Frek yimar, eme shlom in midi achrin aloi. Maybe, when do I say that a korban Pesach brought any other time of the year? And by the way, the Gemara later on calls this what's called a moiser ha-Pesach. Moiser ha-Pesach means, this ha-Pesach was his ibigiblim. That is not 100% accurate, the gabi erev Pesach, 10 o'clock in the morning, then it's not really a Moisra Pesach. You could have waited 3 hours and bring it in the afternoon. But the Moisra Pesach means a Pesach which is brought Shaloi Bismanai. Typically it means a Pesach, for instance, that you had been mafish. Karm Pesach, the Erev Pesach. The Erev Pesach, the Karm Pesach ran away. Gemachta Pleita. You had to go and buy a new one. And you took and brought the new one. And then you found the old one. But by the time you found the old one, it's already too late. That's called a Moisra Pesach. And that few shech that b'chol yemois ha-shona shaloi l'shem karban Pesach, but rather l'shem shlomim, or oyle, or chatas, or asham, has the status of shlom. Frek diyumara, eim shlom in midyachrin Elohi, maybe it's only if you shech that l'shem zebach shlomim. Maybe that's the pshat in the pasuk. V'menatzoin karbonai l'zebach shlomim l'shem. If you shechted the karban Pesach any other day of the year, and you had a mind for Ishlamim, Temuz Vetis Ashlamim. But in fact, if you had shechted the Karban Oila or a Chatas and Asham, maybe it would be possible. Who says that automatically the halacha applies to any type of Kavanah? For any type of Karban, maybe only if the Kavanah was Ashlamim. But if you had a mind for any other Karban, Midyachrin Alay, Eshetak, it's possible. If you look at the first wide line of the Rashi, the aim is shlomim in the Rashi, first wide line. Shchotel l'shem shlomim liskasher, he shechted it for ishlomim, then it is kosher. Av shchotel l'shem oyle, livsel. Maybe einachanami, if you shecht l'shem oyle, it would be possible. But that cannot be, because the brisek tani shloim l'shmoy kosher, but the shchotel l'shem oyle, oyle l'shem chattis, or asham, or anything else. So, from the pasuk itself, if you're telling me that the makoyer for the halacha of the braisa that shaloi lishmoi b'shar yemois hashana is kosher, which is mashma any shaloi lishmoi, and oila chatas asham anything, from this pasuk lechayr we only have a raya that if you shech l'shem shlamin, but not for anything else. Omrav ilam Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. I have an extra word here. Says in the pasuk v'minatzoyin kaboni lizevach shlom Hashem. This word lizevach comes to tell you the rabbis call zevach any type of carbon that you're bringing for a carbon. So from the pasuk I learn, not only if you have in mind for a shlom, but even if you have in mind for an oila or a chatas or an asham, in all cases you had in mind lizevach, it becomes a shlomim. Frag Timara. Maybe I should say Eimet Kol Deshachet Lehevi Kemoisa. Maybe what should I say is that not that every Moisra Pesach you shecht Shaloi Vishma becomes a Shlomim. Maybe it should become the exact carbon that you're shechting. Meaning, if today middle of Iyar, if I go and shecht a carbon Pesach L'shem Shlomim, it's a Shlomim. If I shecht the l'shem oila, maybe it becomes an oila. If I shecht l'shem chattas, it becomes a chattas. And asham becomes an asham. In other words, who says that automatically it becomes a carbon shlap? If the word lezevach was not like we have in the pasuk says v'imenatzoin karbonoi lezevach shlamim. If instead it said v'imenatzoin karbonoi shlamim zevach or v'zevach kirik amres, then I could hear you. I could go and say, if you have in mind for a shlamim, it's a shlamim. You have in mind for any other zevach, it's for that other zevach. Then you read it together. Anything that you're going to shecht it for, whether it's going to be oil, chatas, ashim, shlamim, whatever, it's going to have the status of a shlamim. And how do you read the pasuk? The Karban Pesach, which comes totally only, exclusively out of tzoyin. Shtein pasuk, karboni, that's his carbon. Lezevach, regardless of which zevach you have in mind, oy leshlamim ze chatas oshem, it becomes a shlamim. Ah, so far so good. Freiti mar aim lezevach klal shlamim prat klal prati mechal mashe befrat. Instead of darshening the way you darshened until now, that if the tzoyin from Karban Pesach you had in mind the zevach shlamim, it becomes a shlamim. Maybe we should go and darshen the following way. Let's go and say v'imenatzoin karbonoi lezevach. Zevach, of course, is a very inclusive term. It refers to anything that you're shechting for a carbon. So say lezevach klal, any carbon, and that is a shlamim prat. Klal uprat mechal mashabrat shlamim in midach rinaloi. That maybe when do I say that it becomes a shlamim? It's only if you have in mind for a shlamim. But if you're going to have in mind for an oila or for a chatas or for an ashim, maybe it's going to be possible entirely. Everything Gemara Lashem Hadavikala. Since it says in the pasuk, "Imenatzoyin karboni zevach shlamim Lashem," so the zevach is taka klal, shlamim is a prat, Lashem is a klal, klal uprat a klal, and therefore marbe alis ke'en prat, which means not only shlamim but other karbonis as well. It must have Yankim and a harp koi. Holy dummy klolabasa klolakama. But then the two klolam are not the same. Klolakama marbi zvachim. The first klal, since it's zevach, zevach includes all those things that you have to shecht, which means your regular kabanas. Besulai. Klolabas is lashem. Lashem means any carbon conceivable. Kol lashem. Fafilu oifis, fafilu menochis. The person is shechting a Karban Pesach, and the Kohen saying, I have in mind for an oilis oif. I have in mind for a chatas oif. I have in mind for a Karban Mincha. Of course, it's a little bit difficult to understand how you could possibly go and shecht something, behaima, have in mind for an oif or for a mincha. But the point is that Hashem is a very broad term, and therefore the two klolim are not on the same level. This is a klein shiga klal, a small klal, and this is a big klal. A filoiv is a filimanachis. Is a bizoy, can you darshan a klal uprat a klal when the two klalim are so distant, so different? Every morian nishke ferlech, atan de meter rishmal. Klali uprati. By the way, the reason why oifis is not included in zevach is because zevach means zvicha, means shchita. And oifis says, you know, in Beis Hamikdash, there was no shchita, there was malika. So therefore, Lashem is including the malikas oifis, and as far as the mincha, the kmitza of the mincha, and the putting of the kmitza on the mizbeach, etc., etc. So Lashem includes everything. So how can you go and learn a klal uprat a klal when the klalim are so different? So you want to jikafer lechatam erishmal kol kol yaprati torish ki haygam. Then we had this already earlier on in our mesechta. The Gemara said this back on Dav Dalid. The same svara that Rabbi Shmuel, after Rabbi Shmuel, he is the, if you will, the grandfather of the Shloish Esrim Midos, the Midos that we say every morning. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, Shloish Esrim Midos, Eirin Drashis Behen. So among them, Klal Uprat and Klal Uprat and Klal. So this time, Rabbi Shmuel learned that Klal Uprat, Darish Kei Gavna, you can darish a Klal Uprat or Klal. And therefore, even though the two klolim are not the same level, nishkefer, you can darshan them after all. Zoki mor yatidon ele kena prat. Anytime you have klal prat, klal can be kena prat. Ma prat mafur shehu shaloi lishmoi v'kosher. Af kol shehu shaloi lishmoi v'kosher. Aha. And therefore, what we're saying is, any carbon that you shech shaloi l'shmoi is kosher. Av kol shehu shaloi l'shmoi, anything that you're going to go and shech shaloi l'shmoi. In other words, whether you go and have in mind l'shem chatas, l'shem asham, l'shem oyler, l'shem shlam, alts is kosher, kosher, kosher. So Gemara, but let's continue on. Ima prat mafurish tavra haba nedum nedava av kol haba nedum nedava l'choira. If you're going to learn this klal prat the klal, I should say it's got to be doima to the prat. What is ke'ena prat? The prat is a shlomim. Shlomim is something that you bring the nedum nedava. If you have in mind for either an oila ushlomim ein echanami, it's going to be a kosher carbon. However, if you can have in mind for a chatas v'asham, not. Because you cannot bring a chatzas v'asham b'toiras neda unedava. These are totally mandatory if a person did a chait. But you can't go and stam the velteram bring a chatzas or an asham. So therefore the Gemara says, if I learn it from a klal uprat to klal, ima prat mefurish dava abba b'neidu unedava, afkal abba b'neidu unedava, oilu shlam min, dafk if you shecht a karm pesach, and you have in mind the shame oilu or the shame shlamim, then it has the status of a kosher karbin ishlamim. But maybe if you shecht and you have in mind a chatzas v'asham, loy. If you would go and have in mind the chatzas v'asham, which are not neder nedava, the carbon would be totally possible. See, look at the Rashi, six lines from the bottom. Chatzas v'asham loy. Shchot v'shem chatzas v'asham, yeh posel. Afil ishlam, it wouldn't become ishlam. It wouldn't become anything. It would be a posel of carbon. And back in the Braisa, we said that shaloy v'shmoy is kosher. So, Freit Gemara, if I'm going to learn a klal uprat to klal that you're learning, we're going to have now that only those carbon pesach that I have in mind, b'shar yemois hashana l'shem, oil ushlamim become a shlamim. But I have in mind chatzas v'asham, it would be possible. So l'choyr, I cannot learn a klal uprat to klal. Ela l'zevach ribuyu. Elamai, we come back to square one. We're not learning klal uprat to klal. We're learning zevach is a ribuy. And therefore this Riboy tells us, regardless of what the Koyin or the Shoichet had in mind, B'shas HaShchita, what he had in mind for a Chatos, for an Oila, for a Shlomim, for an Osham, it makes a difference. Whatever he has in mind, guess what? It's going to be L'zevach Shlomim for a Shlomim. Freit Imara, Eima L'chol D'shochet Le'vihevi Kavosei. And the Imara is basically asking the same kasha the Imara asked higher up on the Amud. I love the drasha, the minatzoyin kabani lezevach shlam, that lezevach comes to be marbe any zevach. But once it's marbe any zevach, why don't I go and say that if I shecht a moiser ha-pesach, b'shari moiser shana, if I shecht a l'shem shlamim, it becomes a shlamim. But if I shecht l'shem oila, it becomes an oila. And if I shecht l'shem chatzis, it becomes a chatzis. Or an oshem becomes an oshem. Etc., etc. And I know Barry and others are thinking, how could it be a carbon chatzis? Because after a chatzis, a yochid, it has to be kizma se'ira. And the carbon pesach has got to be a keves or a soyer. Well, we'll deal with that shayla shortly on the Amud Aleph. But the point is, after everything is said and done, since I'm learning Zevach, maybe Zevach comes to tell you that whatever you shecht it for, that's what it becomes. Not that it always becomes a Shlomim. And the Emes and the Gemara asked this earlier on, and the Gemara said then it should say Shlomim Zevach instead of Zevach Shlomim. Why doesn't the Gemara answer that teretz now? So Ayin b'Meforshim, that they say before, it was Meteretz Mashmois in the Pasuk, the way you learn the Pasuk, Alpi Pashtis, the Mashmois of the Pasuk. While over here, we're talking about Mitzad Riboy. Mitzad Riboy makes no difference whether the Zevach is before the Shlomim or the Zevach is after the Shlomim. Bottom line is, right, the Gemara, called the Shachet Lehevi Kevasa, if he Shech L'Shem Oila, it should be an Oila. For Shlomim, it should be a Shlomim, etc. The Gemara gives two terutzim. Omrev Ovin, Doichim Kodshim, we're up to the top of Tes Omer Aleph for Boisai, and we're saying Doichim Kodshim Necholim Eitzel Kodshim Necholim, then Doichim Kodshim Necholim Eitzel Kodshim She'ena Necholim. Aha! Since we started off with the Karm Pesach, and the Karm Pesach, the person who was Makdashit, he was Makdashit L'shem a carbon that is eaten. So when the Torah now says that the Moisra Pesach, this Pesach has now been, shall I say, pushed aside from its principal normal usage as a Karban Pesach, because you didn't use it for Karban Pesach, and now it's Shar Koye Moise Shana. Okay, I push it away for another carbon, which is Ne'achal. And that's why it's got to be a Shlomim L'Moshel, and not an Oila, because an Oila, as we know, is Kula Kol. So that's, again, Amr Abavim, Doichin Kochim Ne'achalim, since a Karban Pesach is a Kochim, which is Ne'achal, Klal Yisrael eats it. We push it to Eifer Kochim Ne'achalim, to other types of Kabbanis that Klal Yisrael eats, meaning a shlamim. Then doichin kodesh ne'echolim eitzel kodeshim she'ein ne'echolim. I don't want to go and push it aside to kodeshim which cannot be eaten, and that's why I cannot convert a moisra pesach into an oila. Frey tomorrow, 1 second. Okay, I understand takana oila, but auto chatzis yoshim milay mesachli. Just like a karm pesach has eaten, a chatzis yoshim are also eaten. So why don't you say nochem ul had rakusha leduchta? If a person shechs l'shem shlamin, it becomes a shlamin. But if he shechs l'shem chatzis, it becomes a chatzis. He shechs l'shem hoshim, it becomes an hoshim. El says imar doichin kashim nechalim lechal adam eitzel kashim nechalim lechal adam. Then doichin kashim nechalim lechal adam eitzel kashim nechalim lechal adam. It's basically the same teretz, but the Gemara is just adding an additional wrinkle. Just like a Karban Pesach is eaten by everybody, we want to be doicha the carbon to another type of carbon, the Moisra Pesach, when it's converted, Bishari Moisra Shana, we convert it to another carbon, which is nechal by everybody.
Everybody.
Masha'enkein, Echatzis V'yashim, by definition, is only eaten by the Zichrei Kahuna. Those are the menfolk among the kahuna, and therefore Klal Yisrael in general doesn't eat it, and that's why when I'm doicha one to the other, I'm doicha to a shlam which is eaten by everybody. So that's teretz number one. Teretz number two is Rabbi Yosef Reb Ovin. Perhaps this is a son of Reb Ovin. Remember, the first teretz was Reb Ovin, now it's Rabbi Yosef Reb Ovin. Maybe this is his son, I don't know. Omari says it. Sorry. He says a similar teretz. Doichin kochim kalam eitzel kochim kalam and doichin kochim kalam eitzel kochi kudishim. Since I'm starting off with Karban Pesach, Pesach habchor v'mas v'pesach kochim kalam. Right? We say that in the Ezer Mekoyman. Bchor v'mas v'pesach kochim kalam. So therefore, I push off kochim kalam moisra pesach to other kochim kalam, meaning shlamim. Then doichin kochim kalam eitzel kochi kudishim. But I cannot go and make it into an oila, a chatas, or an asham, because all of those are kochi kudishim. So therefore, the default mechanism on a Moisir HaPesach is a Shlomim for one of two reasons. Either because the default is another type of Kachim which is Nechal by everybody, or because I want to have something which is Kachim Kal. Moshe Rav Yitzchak B'Reb Savrin, here to Savriv on the side of Savrin, and the Gemara is going to ask four Kashis in a row. Three out of the four Kashis will be kashas both on Reb Ovin and Reb Yosef Reb Ovin. Basically, the Gemara's kashas are, have we exhausted all karbanos? We have other karbanos which are nechal lechol adam and or are kachim kalim. So why do I have to say that the Moisra Pesach is daf kishlam? Is Masla B'Yitzhar B'Reder Sovereign? Why don't I say that what happens if the Kohen is shechting the Moisra Pesach l'shein Maaser B'Haima, it should get the status of Maaser B'Haima. Now, obviously when the Gemara says that it should get the status of Maaser B'Haima, it doesn't mean in the classic sense that this Maaser B'Haima will now be the 10th and will pater 9 other behemoths. After all, to be a Maaser Behemoth, it's got to be a brand new behemoth that was born this year, together with 9 others. And it goes, Asiri Tachas, they all go Tachas HaShavet, Ho Asiri HaKodesh LaShem. Avada Navada, it doesn't become Mamish a Maaser Behemoth. What the Gemara means is this, says the Karen Oira, that it should get Hilchois, the Din, as if it's a Maaser Behemoth. It should have the Din of a Maaser Behemoth. Avada, it doesn't become a Maaser Behemoth itself. Anyway, so the point is, this kasha is both on Reb Ovin and Reb Yosef Reb Ovin, because since Habachor v'Hamaser v'Pesach Kochim Kalim, and Maaser B'Haima is eaten by everybody. Remember, Maaser B'Haima, Balim have to be mafreshit, but it belongs to the Balim. You do not give it to the Kohen. It is not Matnos Kahuna. It belongs to the Balim and eats it with his mishpucha. So therefore, both according to the first pshat, that we adoicha the Moisa Pesach to other kodshim, which are nechal l'chol adam, ma'asa b'haim is nechal l'chol adam. And even according to the second pshat, that it's got to be kodshim kalim, ma'asa b'haim is kodshim kalim, is oi bazoi. Why don't we say it should have a din of ma'asa b'haim? So make more sense of my hilchasa. And what difference does it make? No, so that ma'asa b'haim was afan shlomen. Vos is mirach chilek. Says Imora, a number of chilukim. Number one, the levi boy nisachim, that it should not require nisachim. Meaning, shlomim, you have to have the nisachim of the mincha, of the any time we daven shemen esrei, misif, and minchusim neskem kim dibor shloish esrei lapart, you have to bring a mincha, and you have to have the nisach hayayim, and of course in sukkahs, you also have the nisach hamayim. So these are nisachim that only apply to a shlomim and not to a masa. And you're saying to yourself, how do I know, where do we take this from? Who knows? So you remember, this is, we had this back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph at the very outset of our Masechta, in the first Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, turn back to Beis Amud Aleph, you see the Mishnah says, last three lines, Abachor v'hamasa, shishocht v'shem shlomim, k'sheirim. Shlom shishocht v'shem b'chor v'shem masas, psulim. What's the difference? So the Mishnah says, it depends on l'shem gavoya mehen, or the shem nomuch mehen. What's the nomuch between shlom and bechor and masa? So you look at the last Rashi in the Mishnah, back on Beis Amud Aleph. The shem nomuch mehen psulim. It's about 10 lines from the bottom. Bechor and masa behem and nucha mishlom. Kidamrinim perakla todir. Then they shall shlom and teunin matan arba. Smicha. Unisachim. Utenuvis chos vishoik. That's a shlomim. Mashenke, masa and bechor. Don't have matan arba, they only have shtayim shein arba. Then smicha, you don't do a smicha on the karm b'chara masa. You don't have the nesachim, you don't have tnuvas kaz v'shoik. So back, our Gemara only mentions the nesachim. Mordechai l'chari could have added these other nafkiminis too. And in fact, if you look at the toisvis, the second toisvis from the top, here on Tes Omid Aleph, back to Tes Omid Aleph, second choice says to Lady Boy Nesachim, have Matzil Lamein Lady Boy to move his chaz v'shoik, like Rashi said, and Lechayra like a Matan Arba, and Lechayra other halachas that we just enumerate. Nechal Shneiyom V'Layla Echad. Anyway, bottom line is Smicha we didn't mention, so there are others as well. So that if I say that the Moisra Pesach has a din of Maase B'Haima, then it's different than a Shlom. Also, another thing is al milka alei says Yimar below yigoil. What does that mean below yigoil? There's a special halacha which we're going to learn in Masechtas Bechoyrois that by Masa Behaima you're not allowed to go and sell it. A person that was zoicha to have a Masa Behaima in his flock, he has to bring it to Yerushalayim and he has to bring it for a carbon. He cannot sell it to anybody else. Okay, that only applies to Masa Behaima, doesn't apply to your shlom. If you want to sell a shlom to somebody else, you can sell it and you take the money and you buy a new shlom. Anyway, the point is, maybe it's Masa Behaima. Oh my God, the Pasuk says, by Masa Behaima, who asir yir koidish, only the tenth becomes koidish. Zeh Masa v'yein acher Masa. No such thing as saying that a Moise Pesah becomes Masa. It's got to be asiri. It's got to be Masa. Fegmar eim shakhtu v'shem b'char, v'hevi ki b'char. Okay, not Masa. We just said before, Habchor v'Masa v'Pesach, they're all Kochim Kalim. So, Freitmendach, let's go and say that a Moiser ha-Pesach can become a Bechor. Now again, we don't mean that it becomes literally a Bechor. A Bechor means that it's the firstborn. This could be an animal that was born in the 10th. L'me'ei imoy. I don't know that it's a Bechor. So the Gemara just means to say, Karen Oira, that it should have the dinim of Bechor. Even though it's not a Bechor, it's not biologically a Bechor, it's not genetically a Bechor, but it should have the dinam of a Bechor. That's the Gemara Shai. And this answers the kasha that we had at the bottom of the Amud as well. How could we ask that a Korban Pesach, Moisra Pesach, should be Lamoshel Eichatos? Ay Eichatos is Kizbus Ira, and a Korban Pesach is Dafke from a Kevis or a Soyer, which are Zechorim. So how could it be Eichatos? We don't mean that you literally be transformed or converted into a chatas. We mean that you should have certain hilchois chatas. That was the Gemara in the Umid Beis. Here the Gemara means to say you should have certain hilchos b'char. L'may hilchasa, what would those halachas be? Again, just like we said by the Maser, l'riboy nesachim, or to the v'schaz v'shoik, inami the lesvei l'kahanim. You have to go and give it to the kohen. The b'char is different than Maser b'hema, that it has to be given to a kohen. Now, this kash of the Gemara is taka chilik between Reb Ovin and Reb Yosef Reb Ovin. Because Reb Ovin said up above that we're doiche to kochim and necholim l'choladim. B'chor is only nechol l'kahanim. So therefore, that kasha is not a kasha on Reb Ovin. It can't be a b'chor, because a b'chor is not nechol l'choladim. But according to Reb Yosef Reb Ovin, is a good kasha, because it's still kochim kalim. Anyway, this is not my kasha. You see, the top toises talks about this doiche and kochim kalim. Near the Bein Rav Yosef Bavin, Reb Ovin Ika Benayu, Bechar. The whole chilik between them is a Bechar. To Reb Ovin Lekla Mifrach Mi Bechar, Dei Nechal Chaladim, like we just explained. Anyway, bottom line is fake Gemara, let us say Moisir HaPesach becomes a Bechar. The Gemara Bechar Nami, Evra Evra Mi Maser Gomar. Just like Maser Bahaymi said cannot be, a Moisir HaPesach cannot be Maser Bahaymi because it's a Syria Kodesh. Same thing by Bechar. Why? Because Bechor I learned Evra, Evra from Maser. What's Evra, Evra? So Rashi brings the drasha about 10 lines in. Evra, Evra. But Bechor it says, Vavarta kol peter rechem lashem. Kol peter rechem, it's a Bechor. Vavarta is a Lashon Evra. And Maser, behind it says, Koy lashe yavar tachas ha-shavet, hu asiri ha-kodesh lashem. It's yavar Lashon Evra, Evra, Evra. Just like Maser has got to be real, bona fide Maser behaima. A Bechor has to be a real bona fide Bechor. There's no default by a Karm Pesach that it should become a Bechor. Thank you, Mara. Kasha number three. Vei Meshachta Lashem Temura. We have a Temura. Now this Gemara on the surface is a little bit difficult because Temura itself is not a carbon. Temura is an exchange for a carbon. And any carbon can become theoretically a Temura. That I take a chulin animal and I have a kosher and a kosher animal and I say zoo tamura zoo. You're not allowed to do it. Yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisai. But if you do it, v'yehus merasi yekodesh, it is effective. So Gemara is saying now, go and check the carbon Pesach and it should be a tamura. Tamura for what? So Gemara really doesn't identify that. However, the Mishnah Lamelech says, Mishnah Lamelech is a Pirush on the Rambam, as you know. He says that the Gemara's kasha is that it should be Temuras Maas Baha'ima. Why does he say Temuras Maas Baha'ima? Because the Gemara is going to quote in another two lines, the Lo Yimocher V'lo Yigoyel that we spoke about before, which only is by Maas Baha'ima. And therefore the Gemara's kasha is, Reiti Gemara, let us say that when you shecht the carbon, if you had in mind for Temuras Maas Baha'ima, it should become a Temuras Maser Behema. Or maybe even if you didn't have in mind, it should become a Temuras Maser Behema. Why do you say automatically a Moisra Pesach is for Shlomim? Maybe a Moisra Pesach is for a Temuras Maser Behema. Lamai Hilchas, you can ask me, what is the benefit? No, Zuzana, Temuras, Zuzana, Shlomim. Number one, Lamilk Yalei, to go and give Malkus for being over on the din of Lo Yachlifenu, for Lo Yomir Oisai. If it actually becomes a Temura, no good, you're over in the din of Hilchas. Lo yachlifen of lo yomir oisa, you get malchus. Inam the make him a loy, but liyamach loyigar, like we spoke about before, that you're not allowed to go and sell maser b'haima. In this case, you're not allowed to sell tamuras maser b'haima. So, zok to Gemara, maybe taka, it becomes a tamura. Omer mazut the braid of nachman omakra, vayuhu, usmurasai, zu tamura v'ein acher tamura. The pasuk says, like, chfen of lo yomir oisa, rabba toy bara, rabba toyv. The pasuk is saying who? The original carbon, usmurasai, and it's tamura. Does that tamura? Penachet tamura, but no other carbon can become a tamura. Only time you have a tamura is if you have a chulin mitakotchim. But you can't go and take a kotchim and say di kotchim, you become a tamura. Does kaitish? You have to have a chalip in exchange. So that was kasha number three. We already had kasha of Masa Bahaima, Bechor, and Tmur. A person goes and checks the carbon, l'shem carbon toida. Maybe the default is it should become a carbon toida instead of becoming a carbon shlomim. And again, this is a kasha on both man the amrim, because a toida is a form of shlomim. We've had before that a toida is a subset of shlomim, and therefore, that being the case, it's kochim kalim. And of course, it's nechel l'chol adam. So, bazoi, if I have in mind b'shari yemois hashana mois v'pesach l'shem toida, who says it becomes a shlomim? Maybe it becomes a toida. Are you going to ask me la'hilchas of uzmin afkimina latina lacham to go and say that you have to bring the lachmei toida? The nafkimina would also be legabe liyoyim or l'shnei yom v'layla echad. Okay, Gemara is not going in reckoning os, not enumerating all the nafkiminas. So my hilchas latina lechem, you'd have to go and add the lechem to the moisera pesach. Says the Gemara, that is illogical. Me'ikamida the pesach gufe leboy lechem. Carbon pesach itself, you don't add lechem. I know you're thinking to yourself, how can you add lechem to carbon pesach? After all, lechem means that it's chomet. Nishkeferlech, because there are four different types of lachmei toida. Three out of the four are matzah. Only one of them is chametz. The reason why we leave out on Erev Pesach mizma lasoida is because of that fourth min that is chametz. Maybe the Gemara means to say is the committed the Pesach kufa leboy lechem. The Karm Pesach itself, you don't bring lechem. Neither the chametz sticker, not even the matzahs. Zero, you don't bring any lachmim at all. And now, when you have in your in the default mode, to Moisir Pesach, it should require lechem. That cannot be. So therefore, it's got to be Ishlam. Frank Dimora, that teretz is too good a teretz, because he hachi, based on that teretz, hashtanami. Meikamidi the Pesach kufa leboy nesachim. Moisir boy nesachim. When a person brings a karm Pesach and Erev Pesach, he didn't bring the minchas nesachim with it. Oh, but if you're bringing it Moisir Pesach, it's a shlom, you do require the nesachim, as well as the tenufas chaz v'shoik, etc. that we had before. So you see that even though the original carbon was Pesach, which didn't require nesachim, shlomim does require nesachim. So the same thing is, even though the original Pesach didn't require lachmei toida, if you had a mind for a toida, you do have lachmei toida. So tomorrow, you didn't understand my teretz. Hanan hachi kamrin. If you're talking about a moiser toida, not a moiser pesach, a person brought a carbon toida to the base of Midrash. Unfortunately, the toida got lost. The toida ran away. I brought another carbon toida. Eventually, I find the original carbon toida. That original carbon toida, that's now a moiser toida. Loi boi lechem. How do I know it doesn't require lechem? So trashi, based on limudim, based on psukim. Aha. Okay, so that being the case, feel moiser to asil huma alma by lechem. The moiser hatoida you say doesn't require lechem, but a moiser pesach would require lechem. Ah, just going to design that it should be better, it should be a stronger toida if it's a default on a pesach. Yet when it's a default on a toida, moiser toida doesn't require lechem, but moiser pesach does require lechem. That doesn't seem to make sense. Anyway, so therefore the four kashas that we asked from Masa Bahaima, from Bechor, from Tmura, and from the Aloch of Toida, we answered each one of those kashas. But now the Gemara asks a more fundamental question. And we go back to the original limud. What was the original limud? The imenat soin karbonoi lezevach shlomim. And we said, how do we know this is talking about a carbon Pesach? Because we're talking about a carbon which comes exclusively menat soin. Because carbon Pesach comes from kvosim or izim. Freiti Mora, if that's the case, Freiti Mora maskev lo Rabbi Yemar, Bereidatel, we might have moiser Pesach ksiv, till a moiser osham ksiv. Because an osham, typically, was an aisle. It really depends on the usher. There were five ashamis. Some were aisles and some were kvasim. But they were all, and everybody knows in between a kevis and an aisle. Kevis is younger, aisle is older. Kevis, I believe, is still the first year. Aisle is into the second year. But the point is, it's the same min and it's all tzoin. So maybe that's what the pasuk is talking about. And what does that mean? It's talking about Minat Tzayin. It's referring to Moisir Asham, which you can only bring from Tzayin. You can't bring it from Bokar. And therefore, the Pasuk says about that, that if you have such a Moisir, then it becomes a Shlomim. How do you know we're talking about Moisir HaPesach? Omer Rav Omekra, V'im Minat Tzayin Karban Yazem HaShlomim T'Rashav V'Chol HaTzayin. So the Gemara in the Havamina learned that the Rai is from the word Min. V'im Minat Tzayin. If it's any type of tzayin, any type, what means any type of tzayin? Tzayin has in it two possibilities. Exactly, kvasim or ezim. Either sheep, lambs, or goats. Masha enkeng, the gabi, the carbon asham, it's only one of the two, it's only either a kevis or an ayil, but you can never bring an asham from an eiz, from a goat. And therefore, the minatzayin comes to tell you, Alaminatzayin! And that's how we're talking about a carbon Pesach, and we're not talking about a carbon moisture asham. Faitu maskalar bavim barchia, pisemir abavim barkahana, b'chol atar, at amris, min lohoitzi, b'kan min l'rabois. He says, this is very strange. Whenever we have min, it usually acts as to tell us exceptions to the rule, to be mamayit. And here you're saying that the min comes to be inclusive. Rashi, for instance, brings a bunch of rayas. See Rashi smack in the middle of the omud. B'chol atar at omar. B'chol mokam at oimer min lohoitzihu kigoyim. Min abahem lohoitzi roi v'nirva. Min abok lohoitzi saneva. Min atzoy lohoitzi samukta. Everything lohoitzi to exclude. And now you're saying min is l'rabis to include. Alaminatzoyim. And therefore it's got to be both kvasim and ezim, as opposed to a carbon asham, which is only a kvasim without an ezim. Omre mani, hochanami min is lohoitzi. Avad of the min here too, min atzoyim comes to exclude. Tuloy asi bench day shonim, when you bring a carbon pesach, it's got to be up to 1 year. It's possibly took the fadish, it's got to be ben shonah, it's got to be 1 year old, not 2 years old. If it's 2 years old, it's a pesach sh'ov rishnasa, which also has the status of a moiser ha-pesach, as we'll see a little bit further on. So the hoitzi don't bring a karm pesach bench deshanim. For lo yasin a keva, you cannot go and bring in the keva. As we said before, a karm pesach can only be brought a zachar, either an eiz or a kevis or ayil. But it's got to be the kvasim and ezim tikachu, either from the sheep family. It can't even be an ayil. It's got to be kvasim, which means up to a year. And it's got to be eiz. It cannot be from anything else. So the min is lahoitzi, nekevis, and ben shteishan. But we didn't answer the question. But how do I know that it comes to include alamine tzayin? Maybe it's carbon asham, which is only kvasim and elim, and not ezim. And maybe we're talking about an asham. So Rashi adds an akuda, because of the hay. Since it says here in the pasuk, the min hatzayin karbonoi, the extra hey idea comes to add not only kvasim, but also comes to add ezim, and that's how I know we're talking about a karm pesach and not a karm osham, because an osham it would be only word tzayin, not hatzayin, because the hey adds ezim and by karm osham to nishtoka ezim. Good. Maslur of achana begarito. Rav Chuna from the Gadatoh, Rashi here doesn't comment, but Rashi elsewhere says the Gadatoh means either that he came from Baghdad, or the Gadatoh means that he was a Baki in Agoda. And the Gadatoh means that he was a famous Agoda, Talmud Chochem, that gave drushes in Agoda. Anyway, Umi Matis Amris, the Chiksiv, Hayu Moise Pesach Siv, how do you tell me that this Pasuk, the Imen Atzoin, Karbon and the Zevach Chlom is talking about Moise Pesach. For Midiksiv im Kesef im Eiz, Bechlal de Lava Moise Pesach Siv. If you look in Parshas Vayikra, where it starts of Im and Atzoin, Karbon and Zevach Shlomim, we're not talking about a Moise Pesach, we're talking about a Shlomim. And in fact, the Psukim after that say, oh, he spoke about Min Atzoin. Im Kesef, if he's going to bring a Kesef for his Karbon, then X, Y, and Z. M, A is if you're going to bring a goat for the carbon, then A, B, C. And therefore, we're not talking about the Gabi Moisir Pesach, we're talking about the Gabi Karbon Shlam. You can see from the fact that it says in Kesef M, A, and Rashi says, if the Pasuk is coming to tell you that Pesach is brought from Kesef or A, I don't need this Pasuk. Because in Parshas Boy, when we talk about the carbon Pesach, it says mina kvasim u'mina izim tikachu. So why would the boss have to tell kesef and meis? Is the choyer right? We're not talking about Moisir Pesach. We call them a Moisir Pesach. We're not talking about Moisir Pesach. We're talking about a carbon shlomim, a normal carbon shlomim. Every more, no. We are talking about moisra pesach. We boil like, why did it say im kesef and im eis? Like it is sanya. That's what it says in the pasuk im kesef. It says keves. It's a mistake because the pasuk says im kesef. The rabbi says a pesach le'aliyah. Comes to tell you that when you bring a carbon pesach, that you have to be makar the aliyah on the mizbeach. Aha. Famous gemara in Daf Dalet in Masechtas Pesachim, that the goy came to Yehuda ben Beseira, and he told him how he eats from the carbon pesach every year, even though that's against what it says in the Torah. The Torah says, a person who's an orel is not allowed to eat from the kolor le'yoichel boy, and he ate from the carbon pesach. So Yehuda ben Beseira said, did he ever give you from the aliyah? No. Well, they're jipping you. Go back and ask for the aliyah. Next year he went to ask for the aliyah, and they said, who suggested to you the aliyah? After all, aliyah goes on the mizbech. He said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is a big Talmud Chacham. He wouldn't have told you to eat from the aliyah. So they were mavarer, and they found out that the person was a goy. And then as a result, they went and killed him. But the point is, that's what the kesef comes to tell you, Karm Pesach, the aliyah goes on the mizbech. Kishu oimer im kesef, what do you do from the im? The rabbi is Pesach she'ov reshnosa. That if you have a Pesach she'ov reshnosa, that's a moiser ha-pesach, then what's the din? You bring it for a shlom, as well as ushlom aboy machmas pesach. What means shlom aboy machmas pesach? So Rashi, that means the chagigas arba osar, that you always bring the chagigas arba osar today, that when you eat the karm pesach, sheminechal al hasoiva, that both of these, the moiser pesach, and the shlomim, guess what happens to them? They both have the chomitzvah, shlomim, shietanu, smicha, unisachim, tumuschas vishoik, etc. Okay. So you see that I need the kesef to tell you hilchois moisra pesach. When it says kishu oime im eis, hitzik inyan, why does it say im eis? Now, limit al eis, she'ena dun al ya. Then when it comes to the eis, although of course the eis physically doesn't have a fatty tail like the keves has, it doesn't have a big alya, it has a clean shiga alya. Whatever it has, you do not have to put that on the mizbeach. Fine. So therefore, taka these psukim in the im in atzoyin karbanah zevach shlom is taka referring to a bona fide karban pesach that was not brought for karban pesach because it was a moisra pesach. What's the status? The zevach shlomim, it goes for a shlom. Now the gemara asks a zaitig akasha. What's a zaitig akasha? We just said 2 lines ago that if you have a pesach she'ov rishnasa, which is a moisra ha-pesach, it has the same dinim for shlomim. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, im kesev, the extra im kesev, the rabbi's pesach of shnos. After all, this is no different than any other moisra pesach. This is how we started off today's blot on chesam and beis at the top. What did Avud Shmuel say? Vimar atzoyin kabana zevach shlomim. Davar abomin atzoyin yehiva zevach shlomim. Davar abomin atzoyin is referring to the carbon pesach that was not brought bismanoi. It's what we call a moisra pesach. What's the din? It has a status of the shlomim. So that's a moisra pesach. That's the pesach of shenas is also a moisra pesach. So what do I need the im kesev for? I can learn it from the im in atzoyin karbon el zevach shlomim. And we even have a third limud. And we had this again in the Gemara back on Friday or yesterday, back Zion on the days. Meanwhile, Moise Pesach, Jacob of Shlom, how do I know Moise Pesach, Jacob of Shlom, Shinam, Zach, the Pesach, Shem, the Kechot, Soinu, Vokar? And the Gemara asked, Vale, Ain Pesach, Boelim, and Akvosim, and Ezim. The whole Pesach on the surface is a Pella. How does the Pesach talk about bringing a Pesach from Soinu, Vokar? Sinita, there's no such thing as bring a Karm Pesach from Vokar. You can only bring it from Kvasim and Ezim. So what's his Bakar business? Elam Ikan, this is a Raila, Moisra Pesach, Sheila Dover Abom, and it's him in a Bakar. Umayni Ushlam, then a Moisra Pesach is the fault mechanism is it becomes Ishlam. So the Boisai, at this point I have 3 separate psukim to tell you that Moisra Pesach is Karev Shlam. We have the first drasha that we had at the outset when it says in the Pasuk, V'im and Atzoin, which is Minatzoin, that's referring to Korban Pesach. If it's a Moisa Pesach, Kabbalah Zevach Shlomim, Moisa Pesach default is a Shlomim. That's number one. Number two, we had Im Kesev, comes to be Marba Pesach Sh'av Rishonasa, which is also a Moisa Pesach. And number three, Tzonu Vakar. What do I need all three? After the Gemara top of Tess on the face, Chad li Ovra Zmane vi Ovra Shnosai, V'chad li Ovra Zmane v'loi Shnosai, V'chad li Ovra Zmane v'loi Shnosai. Oh, I know each time it says Ibra, the proper here says the Ovra, and you'll notice it is an Aleph. Shita Mekubet says it's Ovra, 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 because Ibra would have something to do with Uberes, that it's pregnant. And here we're talking about Ovra, that the Zman has passed. Says the Gemara, I have three psukim. One is the Ovra Zmanai, which means it's already passed Pesach, and I found my old carbon Pesach. But the problem is, Ovra Shnosai, now it's already gotten old. I only found it 3 months later, 6 months later, and it already had its birthday, with or without the balloons. Ovra Mais already had its birthday, and now it's no longer a kevis, now it's an aisle. Disqualified, it's a Moisra Pesach. What does it become? Shlom. The Chad li Ovra Zmanai v'loi Shnosai. It's after Pesach. It's now Isruchag. It's beyond Pesach. But it's still the same animal that was before. It has not reached its first birthday yet. So the only problem is Moisa Pesach in terms of the Zman, the calendar, but nothing to do with the age of this animal. Or you can have the case like we said at the very outset of today's shir. What happens if a person were to go and bring the Karm Pesach on Pesach morning? Or for that matter, a day or two or a week or a month before Pesach. In other words, it was Rish Chodesh Nissen, and Rish Chodesh Nissen, the person was Mafrish Karban Pesach, and the reason, Makdimen, he says, why should I wait until Erev Pesach? Let me bring it already right now, and already Rish Chodesh Yishach to the Karban Pesach. In that case, Loi Avra Loi Zmanev Loi Shnosai, we didn't pass Pesach yet, and he didn't pass the Shana, it's still within its first year. I had a situation like that. I have a minig for many years now that I give out Shemura Matzah to people at my firm who are Jewish and unfortunately don't know what Shemura Matzah is and don't know what a Seder is. Well, they know what a Seder is, but they don't really know what a Shemura Matzah is. So I give out Shemura Matzah. They should be Yoitza, the mitzvah of Shemura Matzah at Seder night. So 1 year I gave it to one of the Russian ladies at our firm, and after Pesach, she said to me, Mr. Redder, that matzah was so delicious. As soon as I got home, when you gave it to me, I opened it up. It was so good. I ate it on the spot. It was delicious. So in other words, she didn't wait for the Seder. She already ate it a few days before. She was Zriza Makdimen. Here too, by the way, ever since then, I send along a note, please eat it at the Seder night, and I tell them what night of the week it is, etc., so we shouldn't get into that problem. But getting back to our Gemara here, the Gemara is saying this person also, if he decides to bring the Karban Pesach before Yom Tov, so in a sense it's not even a Moisra Pesach, it's just a Pesach Shloi Bezmanoi. Again, what is the default mechanism? Boom! It becomes a Shlomim. Utzrichi, why do I have to have all three Pesachim? The Ikas Rachmana Chad, if I only say the first one, have a Minahecha, the Avrish Nosei. Uzmanoi, the Ivchim Pesach Legamri, this Karban Pesach can no longer be brought for Karban Pesach because, number one, it's after Pesach, but even more basically, it's disqualified, it's no longer B'toich Shana. Ava Avrish Zmanoi B'loish Nosei. What happens if Pesach Taka passed, but the animal is still within its first 12 months? The Chazal Pesach Shani. You could still bring in a Pesach Sheini. Hey, Maloy, I might think the halacha would be that it should not be automatically a Shlomim, Kamash Malon. If you didn't bring it on Pesach Sheini, it's a Shlom. Because of the one Hani Tartim, see these two psukim should be Itchaleu Min Mosai, because they were both Nidche. One was Nidche because of Rizmanoi, it's beyond Pesach. Or it's of Rishnosai, it's too old. If you're bringing it on Erev Pesach morning at 10 o'clock, or a day or two or three before, or a month before, or whatever, where it's Le'av L'Izman of L'Shnosei, the Chazil of Pesach, you could bring it for Pesach Rishon. I would think, Eimaloi, if you shecht it prematurely, it does not become a Shlomim, it should be Pasul, Tzrichi, that's what you have to have, all three Psukim. And with this we have concluded the Ganze Sugya about the Pesach Shloi Bezmanoi, becomes a Shlomo. And now we go back. Yeah.
I'm going to cut out.
Good.
And I have to leave.
No problem. We're going to continue with the other Chushev Tayyarin. Shkoyach Mechitin. Thank you for participating this year. Bruch Avatzlocha.
Bye.
Kol Tzavzat Kibesh. Ezuk Reboisai. We continue on. Omarav Mishmei Demovoik. Now we're going to talk about a Korban Chatas. And remember, we had in our Mishnah that a Chatas Shenizvach Shaloi Lishma is possible. So now we're going to go into the details. Which chattas? When chattas? Where chattas? This is not always the case. In fact, if you remember, back on Dav Zayin Omid Aleph, we had seven memories of Rava, and the first memory was Omid Rava. I'm looking at Zayin Omid Aleph, about two-thirds, three-quarters down the Omid at the two dots. Omid Rava. Chattas. Sheshochta. L'shem chattas. Kshayra. Oh. One chattas or another chattas is kosher. L'shem oilitz posel. And then I had another case, Lomar Rabba, Chata Sheshochta Al Misha Mechuyev Chatos, is Psula. So we're going to deal now with those types of halachas, when Yor, when Nisht, Zokti Mar. Lomar Rabba Mishmei Demovik, Chata Sheshochta Meshim Chatos Nachshoin. Person shechs today when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and the person was shechting Kar Mechatos, and he had in mind Lishem Chatas Nachshon. Chatas Nachshon is referring to the Chatas that was brought by Nachshon ben Aminodov on the first day of the inauguration of the Mishkan at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, perhaps 1,000 years before, he has in mind, I want this carbon to be a Chatas Nachshon. What's the halacha? Kosher is kosher. Why should it be kosher? After all, Chatas Shaloi Lishma. And it's a chattas, so you can tell me it's a chattas or another chattas. But that other chattas is a different type of chattas. Why is it a different type of chattas? Because it explains Rashi. When Nachshon brought it, he brought it as a doiroin. He brought it as a present, not for a kapara. After all, as you know, the kahanim that day, not the kahanim, the Nesiim, for the first 12 days, and we just learned it now in Chodesh Nissan, from Rish Chodesh Nissan, for the first 12 days, every day one of the Nesiim brought a whole bunch, Kafachas, the Sarazom, Leik Toiris, Par Echad, Ben Bakar Ayel Echad, Kvos Menei Shona, Shiva Tamim, Siachatas Echad, whole bunch of things, as a bunch of Doironois, presents to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, at the inauguration of the Mishkan. So that wasn't the shame Chet, it was the shame Doiroin. So therefore, in a sense, it's like an Oila. If it's like an Oila, if you shecht a chattas for an Oila, shteitach le-mishna, kol ezvachem, shenizuk, shoy, vishmon, ksheirin, el yishalabam, 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 chattas should be possible. It's a chattas l'shem doiroin, l'shem Oila. So you know why it's kosher, says Ramish made a mavik the Amakra, Zoyis Tayras Achatas. Tera'ach is the Chalachatois. As long as it's called Achatas, Chatas, 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 it's in the parish of Chatas, it's Kush. Frankly, my Yosef Rabba, the Kamala Laha Shemaitse, Rabba repeated this Shikol Tayra, and Ace with Ramasharsh Rabba, Ramasharsh asked a Shtarka Kash. Reb Shimon Oimer, we're going to start Mir Tashem after we finish Zvachim, we're going to start Mesechtes Menachis. And the first Mishnah Menachis starts exactly the same way as our Mishnah. Kol ha-menochoi she-nikmetu shaloi lishmon kishayrois elo shloi olu labal le-mishum choyva. As I hate to call the Mishnah in the Sechtes Menachos. What means kol ha-menochoi? There are four different types of menachos. You have the carbon minchas soilis, you have the minchas marcheshes, you have the minchas machvas, you have the minchas ma'afetanur. Mafitaner itself has two different meaning. Anyway, we'll learn about that when we get to Mesechtes Menachos. But what happens if Bishas the Kmitza, I, Reuven, come into the Beis HaMikdash, I bring my carbon, Minchas Machvas, I hand it over to the Kohen, and I say to the Kohen, please, bring this carbon Machvas. And the Kohen says, L'shem Yichud, I'm bringing now a Minchas Marcheshes on behalf of Reuven. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Menachos, Kol Menachos Shenikmetu Shaloi Lishmon Kisheirois, it's kosher carbon. If I took upon myself to bring a Minchas Machvas, and the Kohen changed it to Minchas Marcheshes, I was not Yotze, I'm going to have to bring a brand new Minchas Machvas. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Braisa on Daf Beis Amid Beis in Mesechtes Menachos has Reb Shimon who argues with the Mishnah, and he says, the all about Shim Chayiv. If I brought it from Minchas Machmas, even though the Koyin said I'm bringing it from Minchas Marcheshes, makes no difference. The difference between a Machmas and a Marcheshes, as you all know, is a Machmas is something similar to a frying pan, where the Mincha that you fry in the oil is going to be hard. Mashenken in a marcheshes is like a deep soup pot. If you go and cook the mincha in it, it's much softer. Anyway, Rashi explains that, but Mishnah will learn about that in the Sechs Brachas. So said Reb Shimon, even though the Koyin said Minchas Marcheshes, it makes no difference since it was a Minchas Machvas, it's plied to Machvas and all about Mishim Chayv. Now what's the reason why? Says Reb Shimon, I agree in our Mishnah in Zvachim, I agree with that. It's by Menachos where I disagree, and I hold that it's all about Mishum Chayiv. What's the reason why? There's a fundamental difference between a mincha and a zvachim. Any person who has any brains who understands what a machvas and a macheshes is, unfortunately, we cannot relate to this so easily because we are living in a situation where there is no Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately. Hopefully, Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. But you could think of it, Rabbi Yisai, in terms of a marcheshes is like a big, tall sponge cake, which is 6 inches tall. You could think of a machvas as being like a slim pancake or a slim pie, where anybody that sees cherry pie, for instance, you know that this is not a sponge cake. You can see immediately it's a pie. It's only 2 inches, 3 inches. While a big sponge cake, nobody's going to call that a pie. These are two different parshas. So the Kohen can go and call the sponge cake a pie as much as he wants, or he can call a pie a sponge cake as much as he wants. Everybody said, it's nonsense. Ered shtusim. So therefore, anybody sees Masem Achichan Aleh, as soon as you see it, you see it's a machvas, nishka machashas. You see it's machashas, nishka machvas. Or if you have a charev l'shem belula, Masem Achichan Aleh, shihir chareva. What means chareva and belula? 99% of all kabbanis mincha, you added shemen. The only time you didn't add shemen was by mincha chareva. What's a mincha chareva? That's by the minchas oyla v'yoyed, chattas oyla v'yoyed, which we spoke about at great length back in Masechtes Hodiyos, where you have the three Averis for which you bring a mincha, you bring a chatas oylev yoyred, either Tumas Mikish Kedoshav, or Shvuas Bitoy, or Shvuas Eidus. In each one of those cases, if the person is wealthy, he brings Kizus Ira. If he's not so wealthy, he brings Teyoifis. If the person is very poor, he brings a Minchas Choyte. Now, because it's a Minchas Choyte, the Torah Zoktach, V'yosim Aleh Shemen, V'yitin Aleh Levoina, because it's a chatas, it's a choyte. We don't want him to look like he brought a beautiful carbon. No adornments. Don't add shemen. And that's why it's called a carbon chareva. A mincha chareva. So if a person is going to bring a mincha chareva, and the kohen is going to say, ah, Rabbi Yisai, I'm bringing now a belula, or vice versa, everybody sees it's a chareva. It's as dry can be, and he's saying that it's full of shemen. Come on. By bezvachim, shechita achas the kulam, you shecht it the same way. Kabbalah achas the kulam, the kabbalah is the same thing. Zrika achas the kulam, the zrika is the same. Zrika being exactly the same is not 100%, because as the Shita Mekubetzes points out, because after all, some are lamalim et lamata and shtayim shen arba or just one. Anyway, the Shita says that since bidiyeved, if you do matan achas kiper, you're always mechaper with matan achas. As a bidiyeved, matan achas is enough. But you can even leave these words out. The important thing is shchita achas akulan, kabbalah achas akulan. So you cannot tell the difference between at the time of shchita and the time of kabbalah sadam. And Shita also talk about, why don't we talk about halacha sadam? At any one of those points, if the koyin says I have in mind for a shlam instead of an oil, an oil instead of a shlam, you cannot tell the difference. Therefore, that's why by Menachas Zukt Reb Shimon, Maaseh Mechichan Aleh, and that's why it's Olul Baal Mishim Chayva. In our Mishnah, it's not Olul Baal Mishim Chayva, for the reason we just gave, because Ein Maaseh Mechichan. So now, Reb Misharishah asks Rava, what's the reason Reb Shimon? Tam, the Maaseh Mechichan. Ho Ein Maaseh Mechichan, Loi. It's only because by Korban Mincha, it's crystal clear. This is Chareva, this is Belula, this is Machvas, this is Marcheshes. But if it wouldn't be Maaseh Mechichan Aleh, loy, then you wouldn't say this din. And you would say that it's Taka, loy ol lebalim shem chayva. Am I? Lema, why don't you say zoyser is a mincha? Teri achas achol amenochis. Just like you said by Yikorim Chattas, that Chattas Chaylev and Chattas Nachshein, they're all the same. Zoyser is a Chattas. Say by Torah is a mincha. They're all the same. And you see, Reb Shimon doesn't say that. Reb Shimon says only because of Masseh Amaychichon Aleh. So he rejects this zoyser is a mincha. And adds Rashi, and according to Rabbana Nochmeh, because Rabbanan hold that even though Masim Achichan Aleh loy alu lebalan Hashem Chayva, so obviously they don't learn Zoyis Teiras Amincha. Is a bizarre. How can you learn Zoyis Teiras Achatos? Says Yimor, absolutely right. And we start again from square one. Eliyot Mar Hachim Omer Rav Shmei Den Mavoik Chata Shishchot Al Menashe Yiskab Rebo Nachshoyin Ksheira. What happens if a person Bizman Hazeh means when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, he brings a carbon chatas. And he says, I want that this Karm Chata should be Mechaper on Nachshon Ben Aminodov that passed away already 1,000 years ago. You know what the halacha is? It's kosher. You know why it's kosher? Because Ein Kapar LeMesim. When you say you have in mind for Nachshon that died already, that's Dvorim Betelim Umavutalim. You're talking nonsense. And Ishdoka Nachshon, never he died. Ein Kapar LeMesim. Since Ein Kapar LeMesim, therefore that's why this Karm Chata remains a kosher chatas, even though he said these funny, silly words about kapara for nachshon. Oh, so that so far is good. But now the Gemara is medayik. V'leima meis ba'alma. Why did you go and talk about nachshon? Go and talk about Yankel Smith who died 100 years ago, 50 years ago, yesterday. What's up with nachshon? See, initially when we said chatas shishach l'shem chatas nachshon ksheira, that was a chiddush. Even though I'm bringing a karm chatas for chatas chaylev, I was over an iser of chaylev b'shayik. I'm telling the kohen, or the kohen says he's bringing it l'shem chatas nachshon, which is a doyrein like nachshon brought. Okay, I understand why he talks about nachshon, because nachshon is the symbol of a chatas, which is a doyrein, not a chatas that you bring for a chait. So that's why you mention nachshon. But if you're just trying to tell you about kapar lemeisim, then you can go and talk about any mess. V'leim a mess v'alma. The reason why I'm bringing this carbon, she is kapar ba John Smith or John Jones, people that died already days ago, weeks ago, months ago, years ago. V'stretach be'in nachshon. So tomorrow I'll tell you why. Hakamashul and tamad mess. It's tafka because nachshon taka died. Ha chai domi de nachshon psula. However, what happens if I would have said a chai like nachshon? What do you mean a chai lach nachshon? That means a karm chatos that is not brought for a chait; it's brought for a doyroin. Umayniu, give me examples. Chatos nozim v'chatos mitzoyra. Those are not coming for a chet; those are coming for a doyroin. Now it's true that mesechtes nozir, it does refer to chatos nozir. Och ebzashtikol chet shetir atzmi min hayayin. But the Gemara holds that that's not, you know, that's according to Bar Kapara. But the Gemara holds that's not according to everybody. And even according to him, that's not the principal purpose. The principal purpose of bringing a Chatas Nozir is to be a Machshir. What means a Machshir? That this person can now return to normal civilianhood, that he's no longer Nozir, he can start drinking wine, he can be Metam LeMeisim. Same thing about Chatas Metzoyra. And of course, Metzoyra had a terrible chait, that's how he was a metzoyda. But the neged tzaras, that was his kapara, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu put that neged tzaras to mechaper on him. So once the neged tzaras goes away, it shows that this person, Baruch Hashem, has done tshuva. So what's the din now? He has to bring a chatas metzoyda. This is betoyres machshir, not betoyres chatas. Aha. So therefore, shock to Yomara, that's what Rav is saying, Shmei Demavik. That what? If you bring a machshir, he's kapar monach shoyin, who died, then it's kosher, because in kapar lemeisim. If you bring it for kapara for nachshoyin, who's alive, in other words, a nozer or for metzayir, that's what you have in mind, chatz nozer, chatz metzayir, then it would be possible. Freit Yimara, I don't understand you. Those would be possible. Hani oilois ninhu. If it's a doyrein, it's an oila. If it's an oila, back on Dav Zayin, we said that if you bring a chatas, shishchota, right? Remember Dav Zayin Amud Aleph? If you go back to, it's about, see where the two dots are on Zayin Amud Aleph? Go down another four lines, five lines. The Yom Rav. Chata shishchata al mishem achuyev chatas psula. Amisha Mechuyev Oyle is Ksheira. This Nazir or this Metzoira, they are Mechuyev to bring a Karm Chatas, but that Chatas has the status of an Oyle. Why? Because it's not L'shem Chet, it's L'shem Doiroi. If that's the case, Amisha Mechuyev Oyle, it's Kosher. Why? Like the Gemara said before, because it's Lav Mino, and therefore it's out of the ball field, ballpark. If you look at Rashi, Uparchinan, Rashi is about 10, 12 lines before the wide lines. Uparchinan hani oilis nino, v'nan kimlam le'el. That chate shechot amish mechuyiv oilis k'sheira, v'hani karinu dama. These are like oilis. So, Ibazoi, why would Mavoig, Ramish may Mavoig say that dafka, if it's mess, it's kosher. But ain't a mess, it's chayiv, or it's not kosher, it's possible, it's kosher. Eliyat mahachi yemar. And now we're going to have two different versions of Rav Mishmei de Mavik. Om Rav Mishmei de Mavik, Chata Shechot Al Mishim Chuyiv Chatas. Kin Nachshoy, Ksheira. If a person says, I'm bringing Chatas, Al Shim Chuyiv Chatas, like Nachshoy that it was Mechuyiv Chatas, it's kosher. Now why is it kosher? The reason is because Nachshoy's Chatas wasn't a Chatas. What was Nachshon's Chatas? Nachshon's Chatas was an oile, it was a doiroin. So you say chata sheshchata al mishim mechuyev oila, then it's kosher. Again, that same Gemara back on Zayin Amar Aleph, chata sheshchata al mishim mechuyev oila is ksheira. So this person says, I'm bringing the chatas on a person who's mechuyev chatas kenachshoyin. It's ksheira. You know why? Because chata nachshoyin oili. Now who's mechuyev chatas kenachshoyin? And those in the metzora, they have to bring as a chatas kenachshoyin a doiron dik. Ikri Amar, there's another version. Om Rav Shmei de Mavik, Chatesh Shchata L'Shem Chates Nachshoyim, Psula. If a person says, I'm bringing this Chates, not to be Mechaper on someone that needs a Chates or an Oila, but a Chatesh Shchata L'Shem Chates Nachshoyim, I'm bringing this Chates as, instead, for a Chates Nachshoyim. Now we know what a Chates Nachshoyim is. A Chates Nachshoyim is an Oila. Since it's an Oila, then you're shechting a chatas for an oile. That's psula. Chatas nachshon oile. That's the Mishnah at the beginning of our Masechta. Kol ezvach shinu zloy v'shman ksheirim chutz Pesach and chatas. Oh, here's a chatas shinu zvach shloy v'shman. You're shechting in the shem oile because chatas nachshon is oile. That's why it's possible. Frank Yemar v'leim v'chatas noz v'chatas mitzayda. Why does the Braisa have to talk about mechuyev chatas kenachshoyim or shach l'shem chatas nachshoyim? Lo shtein itmar omer amishvei de mavoyik chatas shishachta al mishem mechuyev chatas nozi v'chatas metzoyro. Why does it say nachshoyim? Everyone ikr chatas nokar. He wants to tell you ikr chatas. What means ikr chatas? So Rashi says that this is the first chatas yochid that we find in history. Which chatas? What are you talking about? On the first day of Rish Chodesh Nissan, when the first day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, and you remember Rashi in Parshas Shmini told us that there were three chatois. There was the chatas Rish Chodesh, there was a chatas Tzibur, special chatas l'shem, the inauguration, and there was a chatas of Nachshon. Ah, the first two were chatas Tzibur. Chatas Nachshon brought from his own funds. That's a chatas yochid. So therefore, ikar chatas noka means we want to make reference to the first chatas yochid ever in history. And the Shittim Mekabetzis adds the first chatas yochid that wasn't even the shem chet. It was the shem doirai. So that's the reason why, instead of saying chatas noza, chatas metzoyra, we refer to chatas nashim. Good. Nushtik, omerav, chatas chedesh shoshoch l'shem chatas dam. L'shem chatas avoidus kechav, kshev. Although it says here Rav, there's another Girsa, Omar Rava, and you look back on Dav Zayin Amar Aleph from the Gemara and from the Toises over there, it's Mashma that it's Taka Rava and not Rav. But here we're talking about person had to bring a Chatas Chelev, and he gives it to the coin. And the coin, instead of bringing for Chatas Chelev, he said, I have in mind for a Chatas Dam. Okay. Or, I have in mind Lashim Chatas Avoidas Koychovim. If he has a mind chatas avodas kechavim, he has to make sure that this would be a seira. Because remember, a regular chatas, a kizba or seira. So if he brought a kizba, it would be difficult to have in mind the shem chatas avodas kechavim. Because chatas avodas kechavim has to be a seira. Okay, but of course he can go and have in mind, like the Gemara said, the Amud Aleph, for a b'chor and for masa b'haima, even though it's not a masa, it's a nishka b'chor. So, nishka ferach. But anyway, he brought it for a chelev for dam. I'm sorry, he brought a chatas for chaylev, and the koyin said, "I have in mind for a chatas for dam. I have in mind a chatas for avodah zara." It's all kosher. Why is it all kosher? Because it's all one chatas for another chatas. The shem chatas, not the shem chatas, but tzayin psula. Because honey oilus menu, because those are oilus. If you go back to Zion Amid Aleph, that's precisely what we had by the two dots. Zion Amid Aleph Amid Rava. That's why this Rav should probably be Rava. Chatas ishchato l'shem chatas. Chatas chedev for chatas dam. Kshayra. If he's shechting it for chatas matzoyer, that's the shem oila, then it's psula. That's the halacha that we're saying now. Boy Rava. So Rava fake yitzaz ha-shayra. Chatas chedev shishchato l'shem chatas t'tumas mikdi shekadash ad ma'u. Ooh. You bring a chatas chedev. And chatas chedev you bring kids of a seira. And the Koyan has in mind the Tumas Mikdash Kedosha. Then you also bring a Kizva Seira, but that's only if you're an Osher. If you're not an Osher, you bring the Dalas to Oifis. And if you're Dali Dalas, you bring a Minchas Choyte. So therefore you're switching now from a Chatas Kavua to a Chatas Oile V'yoyt. It's clear to Rav Ashayla, Mal. Me, I'm in Chorus Kemois, and therefore Chatas is a Chatas is a Chatas, and it's kosher. Oy Dilma and Kavua Kemoisa. Since Chatas Kavua is Kavua, and this is a Chatas Oyle V'yarid, it's not the same. And therefore, it should be possible, it should be a Chatas Shenizbach Shaloy Lishmon, which is possible. That was the Shaila that we learned by Rav. Ravach Abreil Rav Masni Kulu Lipsulu. Ravach Abreil Rav had the same Shikul Gemara, but he started off differently. What means differently? He learned kula psula. My time b'shachar ois lechatas shem ois lechatas. What does he mean? That if a person brought a chatas chaylev and the kohen had in mind for a chatas dam or a chatas already gechavim, before we said it's kshayla. Ravach b'rabbi says no, it's possible. B'shachar ois lechatas shem ois lechatas. It's got to be for chatas chaylev. It's got to be for chatas dam. Mishnah Sharan chaylev medam erboy dezara. They're not the same. Chatas is better be for oisah chatas. So Omer Ravashi, the Ravach Bnei Rava is by the Rava Heich Masisala. So what's the shayla now, Rava? Rava asks, what about a chatas chaylev v'shem chatas oile v'yoyreid? It's no good if v'shachar oisah lechatas. What's the shayla? According to the previous Gemara that said that a chatas chaylev chatas dam is kosher, so now I can ask a shayla, what about a chatas chaylev for oile v'yoyreid? However, they both chorus. However, if you're telling me that it's always possible, even in the case of chaylev for dam, or dam for chaylev, the chavada for oil of yerid is going to be possible. So by the Rav Heich Masisla, Amalei Anam Bishini Baal Masisla, Lachim Masinla, we learned the Shtikl Gemara a little bit differently. And we start again. Amar Rav, Chatas chaylev shishchata al mishim chuyev chatas dam. Ah, not chatas chaylev for chatas dam, but shchata al mishim chuyev chatas dam. Reuven brought a chatas chaylev, and the coin had in mind for Bishas Shchita, Amras Lizroik, for Shimon, who's Machuyiv Achatas Dam. Or Chatas Vodis Gechavim, or Shimon that had a Chatas Vodis Gechavim. What's the difference? What's the halacha? It's Psula. Amisha Machuyiv Achatas, not Achatas Metzoyra, is Ksheira. Then it's kosher. And again, this is the same thing we had back on Zion Amar Aleph, 10, 12 lines from the bottom. Chatas Shishchot Amisha Machuyiv Achatas Psula. So here, Jacques de Gemara, Chatas Chayiv Shishchot Al Mishim Mechuyiv Chatas Dam, or Chatas Vedis Chom, that's possible. Al Mishim Mechuyiv Chatas Nazim Chatas Mitzoyer is kosher. Ubayin Lahachi, so what's the Shaila Boi Rava? Chatas Chayiv Shishchot Al Mishim Mechuyiv Chatas Tumas Mishim Roshim. Reuven Bura Chatas Al Tzchayiv. And the coin has in mind to shecht it now for whom? For someone else who is mechuyev a chatas. To mishnah which is a chatas oil of the yoyrin, mahu. Me, I'm reading chorus kemois. Do you say they're both chorus and therefore it's a chatas the shim chatas? Or do you say dilma and kabur kemois? This is a chatas kabur and this is a chatas oil of the yoyrin. This is what taiko, tish vietar, it's kushra boys. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Hope to continue mitchem tomorrow. Have a good day.